This is Ozarks at Large. Data from the National Multifamily Housing Council, a trade association for the apartment industry, indicates nearly a third of renters in the United States didn't pay their rent this month as millions of people are filing for unemployment. Under the federal stimulus bill, renters in federally subsidized affordable housing can get aid, including a 120-day moratorium on evictions and late fees. But most rental properties are owned by private landlords and therefore aren't eligible. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek spoke with renters and landlords in the region to get an idea of what's happening in our area.
I'm 26 years old. I'm a single mom, and I am a waitress.
That's Brooke, like the other renters we spoke with for this report. We're only using her first name. She says she lost her job after the governor issued a directive that shut down restaurants to dine-in service.
I was not prepared for this at all. I've never been able to save money. And right before all this happened, my daughter needed some clothes, some shoes that fitted her. And I spent the extra money that I had made on getting her some summer clothes and getting her ready.
Brooke says she immediately reached out to her building manager to notify her she no longer had a job and was filing for unemployment.
I'm lost right now on what to do because I have done everything they've asked of me to file for unemployment. My building manager told me that they won't be charging late fees for the month of April.
When Brooke asked her building manager if she could have until the end of the month to pay her rent, she says she was told she had until the 10th.
So I was able to pay half of my rent this month, but I am on zero money.
Another renter named Carol says she was waiting to start a new job at a restaurant when the coronavirus outbreak took hold in Arkansas.
But then when I was supposed to start the day before, they called me and told me that they were sorry that they were not going to allow me to start.
She says she was able to pay this month's rent with help from a local nonprofit called HARC at the Center for Collaborative Care.
My April's rent is paid, but my May's rent is not paid and I'm not working. And the unemployment thing is so god-awful that it's really hard to... It's really difficult to even get unemployment at this point.
We also spoke with a renter named Abby, who was working as a massage therapist before the governor ordered self-care businesses to stop operations.
And that put me out of job, and what we were basically told to do is file for unemployment, and that's the current struggle.
Abby says she rents a home from a woman who charges her a flat fee for rent, utilities, and internet. And the two are friends on Facebook.
I had posted that we had closed down and I was no longer working. And she reached out to me and said, you know, if things don't go back to normal soon or if this gets worse, we're on the same page. You've got somewhere to be. Don't worry. Which was great. But she still does expect some rent, which is fine.
She says her rent has been reduced by several hundred dollars, at least for the month of April.
But really, that's kind of it. We're just kind of working through it. She's being understanding. I'm currently struggling with getting unemployment benefits.
And while renters across the state are feeling the pressure of the uncertainty that lies ahead, so are some landlords like Caleb Rose, who rents out a home in Fayetteville.
I've owned the house since 2005. And after graduating from the U of A with my doctorate degree, the job market took me to Little Rock. And rather than sell the house, because I always had this dream of coming back to Fayetteville, I decided to turn it into a rental property and rent it out.
From Little Rock, work took Rose to Maryland, where he lives now.
The property where I'm living right now in Maryland, it's managed by a property management company, and they've got multiple properties. I'm very fortunate to be in a position where I'm still receiving my paycheck, but I use that paycheck to pay my own rent here.
So Rose says he charges enough rent on his Arkansas home to cover his mortgage payment.
It's never something that I use as truly, in every sense of the word, an investment property. Some of my tenants have been acquaintances or friends of mine. Others have not.
Rose's current tenant is a single mom with three children who lost her job in the service industry as a result of the pandemic. So he says he's working with his lender to figure out what his mortgage payment options are.
I've been in touch with my tenant. I've told him, look, I'll take care of this. You're going to be fine. Don't worry about it. You know, take care of your family.
Kathleen Everett, the executive director of Real Estate Investors NWA, says the landlords and investors who are part of the organization are also trying to find ways to work with their tenants who have lost jobs or wages.
from a strictly commercial standpoint, it doesn't make sense to evict a good renter who's paying their rent. It just doesn't make sense from a financial standpoint not to work with people.
And their members own a range of property types and units, but she says most of them are small operations.
Most of our investors have anywhere from 1 to 15 properties. We have another group that has probably up to, say, 100, 150, what they call doors, which is units. So many of them are single family residential, but we also have multifamilies, so duplexes, triplexes. We have a few small apartment buildings.
Everett says she's seen a lot of discussions about relieving the pressure on renters, but not much discussion has been had about relief for landlords who need to pay mortgages on the properties they rent out.
Our landlords know they're renters, you know, and they know their own financial situations. There's no one else who can really walk that fine line and understand the balance between the needs of the renters and the needs of the landlords. So by working together, it just makes a lot more sense than some of the proposals that we've heard coming out of some of the media sources.
One of those proposals has been a statewide moratorium on evictions that would have to be issued by the governor. Everett says Real Estate Investors NWA is against anything that would tie landlords' hands that way.
Not everybody is a good tenant. If we have tenants who are doing drugs, or we have some tenants who are destroying the property, and there's domestic abuse situations, and there's just a whole range of things that landlords see that we really need to keep that eviction process in place.
And while landlords are looking forward to renters getting their unemployment and the $1,200 checks included in the CARES Act passed by Congress, Everett says that's only a short-term solution.
What do we do if this lasts for 3 or 4 months? You know, is the government going to continue those paychecks? How are we going to work out in a long-term situation? If a renter gets 3 months behind, is that ever going to be able to be collectible?
Given the uncertainty, Everett says communication is going to be key. That includes communication between landlords and renters, as well as landlords and their lenders. As an organization, Real Estate Investors NWA is sharing information with its members, including the successful measures landlords have taken to weather the pandemic.
We need as much latitude from the top all the way down to the bottom to make some creative decisions. This isn't the time to start putting in more regulations and more layers on top of what we've already got. It's the time to be flexible.
But Neil Seeley, a community organizer with Arkansas Renters United, says many tenants are worried about what this outbreak could mean for them in the coming months if there's no action on the state level.
We don't know how long this crisis is going to continue, how long it's going to take to flatten the curve. So, yeah, they're very, very worried. We have heard of problems that renters are already having with their landlord and working out arrangements.
He says a third of the people who live in Arkansas rent their homes.
But in a lot of cities like Little Rock, Fayetteville, Pine Bluff, Fort Smith, the population is over 40%. So we're talking about a lot of people.
And Seeley adds, state law gives landlords a lot more leverage than it provides to tenants.
The renter has only one option, and that's pay the rent. And if you don't pay the rent, you face eviction.
Unless, of course, the renter is able to work out an arrangement with their landlord. Evictions in Arkansas can be civil or criminal, making Arkansas the only state in the U.S. with a criminal eviction statute that's processed through district court. A civil eviction, on the other hand, goes through circuit court and begins with a 3-day notice to vacate for any significant breach of the lease agreement. From there, a landlord files a lawsuit seeking an eviction. Seeley says a tenant has 5 days to respond and explain why they shouldn't be evicted.
But often these cases are automatically dismissed in favor of the landlord if the renter can't put the rent money in an escrow account and if it's for failure to pay rent. So, but there is the renter has a little more fighting chance under that statute.
Although evictions are not considered essential under a recent Arkansas Supreme Court order limiting most in-person court proceedings during the coronavirus outbreak, the court didn't suspend the law on evictions.
So there's really not much choice, and that's why we think the governor needs to act, because we'll be doing the exact opposite of what we need to do to beat the coronavirus. That is, we'll have people out in the streets rather than at home where they should be.
Seeley says the directive from the Supreme Court doesn't stop landlords from putting an eviction notice on someone's door, and tenants need to know that a notice is not an eviction.
Just because you get a notice from the landlord on your door doesn't mean you're evicted, so you don't have to leave, which happens in a lot of cases. No matter how much the landlord yells at you or harasses you, they still have to go through the court.
Seeley also wants renters to know that so-called self-help evictions are illegal.
Which is when a landlord doesn't go through the court process, but decides they're going to change the lock on the doors or they will cut off the power.
And he has this advice for landlords.
Call the governor, let him know what you're facing. But first and foremost, don't evict your tenants.
Seeley is encouraging renters to call the governor's office, too, and hopes their stories will prompt a statewide moratorium on evictions or a rent holiday where rent is forgiven.
We know he certainly supports private business, and that's his position. We understand that. But he has to realize this is a major health crisis. If you're telling people to stay home, you have to make sure there's a home to stay in.
State Representative Nicole Clowney, a Democrat from District 86, says she and other Arkansas lawmakers also want to hear from renters and landlords so they can convey the information to the governor.
The governor has hope that landlords will show compassion in these times. I share that hope, but I also think that we need a plan for when they don't or if they don't.
Clowney has been having conversations about renters' concerns at various levels of state government. But she says instead of trying to solve a problem that might be happening, she's looking for instances of where it's actually happening so lawmakers can come up with a tailored solution.
So I will say that there are a number of landlords who are working with their tenant. And then, of course, I heard stories on the other side. I heard stories from renters who were finding that not to be the case. And so I have compiled those and am passing those along as they come in so that we know what those problems are that we need to be addressing.
Clowney says any solutions they come up with in Little Rock should work for everyone.
It's easy to think about big sort of, you know, corporate landlords that we think will be able to bear the brunt of this economically, that will be able to bear the brunt of having renters who don't pay rent for a few months. But there are a lot of landlords out there who are just, you know, individuals who rent out a room or a house here or there in order to make their own payments.
Clowney says other states have already taken steps to issue regulations for landlords, so they're able to track what those places are doing and the creative solutions they're putting in place. And while a moratorium on evictions is something she and other lawmakers would consider advocating for, there are other approaches.
How can we make sure that if somebody who is relying on a rent payment to make their own mortgage, you know, how can we make sure that they have relief from their bank with respect to their mortgage? And again, I know a lot of banks are sort of being proactive about leniency, but these are all things we need to think about. There are other things. How can we provide incentives for landlords who want to do the right thing and who are financially able to do the right thing?
And she adds Governor Asa Hutchinson is genuinely interested to hear from renters and landlords.
He genuinely wants to know the situation on the ground.
On the ground, the renters we spoke with say they'd like to see lawmakers or the governor take some sort of action, but they're preparing for the possibility that they won't. Carol says she's relying on her resiliency and resourcefulness.
So I am, like, already trying to reach out to my liaison with HARC and asking them, like, what can I do? Is there another grant that I could get?
And Abby says she's making plans for if or when the current arrangement with her landlord is no longer sustainable.
I would just have to pack up what I could, and I would probably drive to Texas to stay with my mom.
Meanwhile, Brooke says she just hopes she can stay in her apartment.
I would love to be working right now. I would love to be supporting my family. This is only my third month in my own apartment, and I could not be more proud to have it.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.
We reached out to a number of large property owners in our area. They all told us they're working as best they can with their tenants. And the CEO of Lindsay Management sent us a statement saying the apartment communities they oversee love the residents and only want the best for them. In an effort to assist those residents that have lost their jobs due to coronavirus, the communities will allow more time to pay rent without charging late fees.